for the most entertaining talk anywhere. Stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station. Your real 24 talk hours station. Of commercial-free programming.
Yes, Donna, please.
This is?
Donna, my name is John McGraw. I'm a production engineer in charge of quality control at Alinar Enterprises.
Uh-huh.
You probably don't know what that is. It's a company from which you bought one of our products. You bought the vibrator model number W5270.
Who is this?
This is John McGraw. I'm a production engineer. I'm in charge of quality control. The reason I'm calling is the product you purchased is defective, and we're actually doing a recall right now.
You're recalling a vibrator?
Well, yes, there is a bit of a problem. The company that actually makes the motor and manufactures the electrical portion of the device is actually defective, and we do have to do a recall. Now, the thing we need to know, first of all, is whether or not the product has been used.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, actually, it was a gift.
Right.
I was buying it for someone.
Oh, okay. Now, have you given this gift yet? Because we'll have to contact that person instead of you if you have done that.
No, it's a gag gift for a birthday present, so I still have it.
All right, well, that's good then. What we'd like you to do, and I'll explain all the details about where we are and if you have any questions, who else you can talk to at the company. But what we're going to do is recall the item, and we'll refund either in cash, you know, we'll give you your money back, or if you'd like, you can apply it towards purchase of one of our other products.
Well, what exactly what's wrong with it? What does it do?
Well, as far as I know, this was explained to me by a doctor, there's sort of an electrical emission that causes an allergic reaction by some women in their digestive system. Some gain weight, some lose weight. It's not that serious of a problem, but there is a reaction that needs to be taken care of immediately if someone has used it and is affected.
Oh, my God.
But you haven't used it, so that wouldn't be a problem then.
I did.
All right.
Not very much.
Well, Donna, I understand this might be an embarrassment for you, and I'm terribly sorry, but I'm glad you pointed that out. Now, what we're going to do is send you a form in the mail, which you need to fill out and take to your doctor. We'll reimburse you in full for your checkup. Now, statistics show that women who have had checkups due to this situation, over 90% have checked out just fine. So I wouldn't worry. If there are any complications, of course, our company is responsible to take care of it all. And, again, this is a correctable problem. What I do need to know is, how many times in a general field, how often have you used this product?
I haven't had any problems with it so far.
It's something where you wouldn't even know if there is a problem. That's why we have to make these phone calls.
Well, I've used it, I guess, quite a bit since I got it.
Can I get a number of uses? Any idea how many times you've used it?
A lot. I don't know exactly how many.
Okay.
Maybe once a day. Is that a lot?
Once a day, you say?
Yeah.
Well, for 3 weeks? Well, I don't know if I would say that was a lot. I would say it was a considerable amount. That's fine. I'm going to send you out the form. There's one other problem that happens, too. In some rare cases with some women, it causes them, maybe you've experienced this, I don't know, it causes them to listen to Jeff and Jeff at XL 102. Have you had that happen to you at all?
Everyone.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show.
That was hysterical.
Yeah, did you like that?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hang on, because...
Good morning,
talking,
Sam.
It's blowing my ears off here.
Sorry.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, December 11th?
I have no idea.
Yeah, December 11th. And I thought I'd start you off with a vibrator. Since
I barely made it here
you
this morning.
You barely fucking made it.
I wasn't late, goddammit, I wasn't late.
You were late.
I was not late. I was here at 9 o'clock exactly.
Yeah, well, I saved your ass by playing this stuff.
You play this shit every day. I've got a good 5-minute grace period. I could be here at 10 after 9.
All right, I'm not going to give you a hard time for it. But you're wearing a tank top and a fucking scarf. What the fuck is that all about?
I don't know. My neck was cold.
What an outfit.
Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me. I had a very long, fun, crazy fucking day and night last night.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow. I'm sure you can't tell. Can't wait to tell us all about it.
I'm not telling you anything.
No?
Okay. I'll tell you.
I'm sure you're dying to tell me. Otherwise, you wouldn't have brought it up for sure.
Oh, man. Well, I just had to make an excuse as to why I was like barely here at the crack of 9.
Oh, okay. What's that bracelet on your hand? The blue one?
Oh, I bought it from a poor kid, a crackhead on, actually Lane bought it for me, from a little crackhead kid on the Venice boardwalk yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm.
What were you doing in Venice yesterday?
I took Lane and Seamus for a really nice long, they told me they wanted to go to the gym, and I was like, you're going inside to a gym? It's a gorgeous day. I was like, fuck that. The world is my gym. I was like, you guys are going to come for a day in the workout of Susie. Or, yeah, did that work out right? A workout in the day of Susie. Sorry, I'm a little drunk still.
Oh, are you?
Oh, man.
That's unusual.
Fuck you. But so I brought an extra bike, and I put Lane on my bike, and then we took Seamus and Lane and me, and then we went on a bike ride all through Venice, down to the Santa Monica Pier, and we did, like, the rings, which are the metal, like, Olympic things that you, mm-hmm. like, swing around on. My arms are so fucking sore.
Yeah, no, it's hard to do those, huh?
Oh, man.
You have all these muscle men doing this stuff.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. Exactly. And then, like, we went on the swings, and we were just kind of, like, playing around. It was really fun, really cute.
Really?
Usually, I'm the one that has to, like, push the little kids that I bring out there. Yeah. And yesterday, I was like, Lane, push me. Push me on the swing. Higher. Higher. Harder.
I think you're regressing in age, you know? Every day, I think you get less mature.
Do you have a problem with that, Sam?
No, not at all. Okay. I just find it unusual.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You know,
pretty soon I'll be talking to a 5-year-old.
I'm telling you, I regressed like massively last night.
Really?
Oh man, I went back like 10 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was just,
how did it manifest itself?
Well, hold on. We got a backup still.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so we're at the boardwalk and we're on the swings and we're doing everything, and then we stopped at this place called the Waterfront Cafe. Where are we?
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. And we had a couple pitchers of beer, you know, and we were just like chilling out and relaxing and having a good old time. Because I was supposed to be, and I was, at one point I looked down at my watch, and I don't wear a watch, my clock on my phone. and I was like, I'm supposed to be in a statistics final right now. Cheers, let's have another round. You know, it's like, you know what, if I had fucking
Here's
passed,
for my F.
Cheers to my F, you know what I mean? With pleasure, I drank this beer. Fuck you, Mr. Professor.
Yeah. What a waste of a semester, though, you know?
Not
if you had
really.
Known in the beginning.
I mean, I would have dropped it if I had known that it was going to be this bad.
Right.
But I kind of knew in the back of my head that it was going to be this bad.
You know, if you just get like an inkling about a person, a professor, just fucking leave, you know? I mean.
But the thing was, at that point in the semester, I mean, looking back, yes, I should have dropped the class.
It's like from day one, I'm sure you noticed what an asshole
I knew.
He was. Right.
But you know, all math professors, like when you first meet them, like they usually spend like the first couple of weeks trying to like whittle all the people out of the class that like can't handle it. Mm. And usually I'm one of the ones that's like very tenacious and I'm like, no, I can fucking handle it. You know, like all you fuckers leave. Yeah. You know, and they have a scare tactic.
Mm-hmm.
But, with this professor, I tried to hold on a little bit too long.
Yeah. And well, at least you were persistent. You didn't quit.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're
Someone
so nice,
appreciates
Sam.
It.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it's the quiet before the storm.
No, I just have to take it again. Whatever. C'est la vie.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I drank my way through my statistics final yesterday and had a lovely afternoon with the boys. And then when we were riding our bikes back to Lane's house so I could pick up my car and then hit rush hour traffic to get home, we see this huge cloud of smoke in the sky. And I was like, let's follow this cloud of smoke. And they're like, all right, cool, let's go. So we follow the cloud of smoke. We actually watched an entire house like go up in flames and burn down in Venice.
Really?
There were about like 15 helicopters overhead. There were like hundreds of people in the street. People were just assholes, you know. And the fire, like we watched it burn for like a good 10 minutes before the fire trucks even came.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, oh God, it was, you know, when you see something like that, it's so horrific, but yet so amazing and fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Not fantastic in a good way, but you know what I mean? It's just like, you're watching like this beast that is, sorry.
Yeah.
you know, nature that's just taking over, and it's like, fuck you, like, I don't care, like, how long it took you to build this house, like...
Exactly. If you notice...
If I want to take it, I'm taking it.
Yeah. If you noticed, in our world, the way we know it, it takes so long to build something and a second to destroy.
So little to take it away.
You know? And with just about everything. I mean, look at all these, you know, natural disasters.
Yep.
You know, look at what, you know, how people destroy things. And it takes no time at all, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Or how long, like, nature takes to, like, grow all of its trees and its forests. And then, like, you know, some drunk kids in Santa Barbara, like, have a bonfire. And all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you know, years and years of nature's work is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing that it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I guess we came to this world to work, you know? I think that's what it's about.
You know what I kind of equate it to? This is something I did when I was little, and it was kind of mean, and I still remember it, and I still feel bad about it. But I was watching these ants that were working and working and working and working. They were, like, you know, taking all their food mm-hmm. and just, like, you know, doing their little hole thing or whatever the fuck ants do. And then all of a sudden, like, something, like, took over my body. It was, like, the exorcist in me. It was like, ah! But I just had to, like, destroy the ant hole.
Really?
And so I destroyed the ant hole, and I kicked it, and I, like, smushed it all around, and I killed a whole bunch of the ants, and then I watched the chaos that ensued after this.
Yeah.
And I was just, after I was watching it, I was like, I am a bad, bad person.
Yes, you are. You should watch a couple episodes of The Twilight Zone. Did you ever see that? There's some really cool stuff. So, yeah, exactly. And it reminds me of one place where there were, like, really small people, right?
Lilliputians?
I don't know what they were called, but they were, like, I mean, miniature. Like, you could barely see them. That's how small they were, right? So the normal people would enslave them. You know?
Oh, no.
So the end of the show is
That's
the twist.
That's what we do to the Jews.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the twist of the show at the end ends up that now these people, the normal people, become the small people because now there's giants that appeared from there
who are
now enslaving them. You see?
Yeah.
So you better be careful, you know?
I was like 5 when I did this.
If you think you're almighty, be careful.
I know. Actually, let me back up.
Oh,
for
you
a
were very young.
I was a 5. Yeah,
oh,
I was
okay.
like 5.
Well, what the fuck?
But I still remember.
Why are we even talking about it? I mean, kids do that.
No, but I still remember, like, and I still feel very bad about it. But I watched the chaos, like, of all the ants, and they were running around, and they were, like, trying to, like, figure out what to do. And they have such a great social support system. I mean, they were just like, you know, let's all, like, work together here and, like, rebuild the whole.
I know. And you know what? When you think of life, you know, if you look at everything from above, we probably look like ants too, you know?
Absolutely.
All of the fucking freeways and you know, everything that we do and the number of people that get together at certain times and places,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're like fucking ants.
When I was a little girl, and I'd be at Grand Central Station, I'd always go all the way up to the top, like the pier or tier or whatever it is with the stairs,
mm-hmm.
and I would always look down, like, at rush hour. They're just, everyone's in their suits and ties, and they're just running around.
Uh-huh.
And everyone looked like ants to me.
They really do, you know? Yeah.
Actually, for 1 minute, Sam, I have to be very serious. I almost died yesterday.
What?
Like, literally, I almost was no more today.
Really?
I almost
got hit by... Well, in fact, I thought something happened to you when you were running late this morning.
I almost got hit by a car.
Really? Well, you know what? I did too. Fuck! Go ahead, tell me about it. I just remembered.
So fucking stupid. Like, after I left Lane's house, you know, I was in rush hour traffic. I was kind of like, I've got to get back to my house and get showered and, you know, prettied up for my girlfriend's birthday party, which is out in Hollywood. And I needed a cigarette. I really wanted a cigarette after being stuck in traffic, and I didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally made it back to my house, and there's a little convenience store across the street. But Beverly Glen, at 6 o'clock at night, people go flying by.
Yeah.
And I didn't even look. I looked on one side of the street. I didn't even look on the other side of the street, and I just charged across the street. The guy had to slam on his brakes. I came within, like, an inch of being fucking splattered.
Wow.
Fucking so...
That's scary, huh?
Scary. Yeah. And so stupid. I mean, what was I thinking? I mean, obviously, you're taught from an early age, look both ways, left, right, left. You know,
mm-hmm.
look.
Right.
I'm in such a rush. I'm in such a hurry all the time. Go, 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 go. It was an awakening.
Yeah.
And I stood back, like, once I, like, crossed the street, and I literally was, like, just on the other side of the line.
Mm.
And I, like, had to sit down. My heart was, like, racing, and I was just like, holy fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I almost died.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not ready to die yet. I'm just not.
Yeah.
There's so many good things in this world to do.
It wasn't your time. It wasn't your time. You know, and this reminds me, I totally forgot about this. Last night, we went with my brother and my sister-in-law right across the street here to the Wine Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
Very excellent, excellent fucking restaurant.
Really?
Really. And supposedly everybody says great things about it, so we finally went.
But if you say something good about it, that means it's
there
really
good.
There you
go. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like my wife had some escargot and stuff, and we were all getting sick just looking at it.
Oh, no.
Oh. And so we're crossing the street, coming back because we parked here. We're crossing the street, Ventura Boulevard. And I guess the light did not last long enough. Mm-hmm. I guess we were supposed to push the button or something. So the light just turned to allow the people from the other street to turn. So we're crossing the street here, and I see that the light is turning already, and we're still in the middle of the street. So I told everybody, you know, let's hurry up a little bit. So I'm walking. Suddenly this guy just like starts taking off right in front of me, 2 feet in front of me, and he stopped. You know, I would have been gone. And because, you see, the reason is he was, like, behind where he couldn't see the crosswalk, you know?
Fuck.
I mean, you can't fucking do that. You got to, you know, if you're the first one there at the light,
mm-hmm.
you got to be able to see what's going on the sidewalk, you know?
Absolutely.
Because things move a lot more slowly there. And fuck, man. I just realized it was, like,
we
scary,
both could have
you know?
Been dead today.
We really could have.
What the
wow,
fuck?
Wow, can you imagine? Can you imagine if we were both dead today and people waited for the show and there would be nothing?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I like seriously, like your sense of mortality is like, whoa.
Yeah, sometimes life will remind you.
And I'm,
you know, we're
fuck.
Very fragile.
Like mine was stupid. Like you had like mm-hmm. no, you know, yours was like an accident. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I was just stupid. Mm. I could have walked another 10 feet and gone to the crosswalk and pushed the button. But mm-hmm. no, I decided to dart across the street.
Right.
Because I'm in such a rush.
And let me tell you one thing, okay? Not too scary or anything, but I remember once we were at a restaurant waiting to go in on Ventura Boulevard, and I see this hobo just walking around and shit, right?
Mm.
And
you watched him get hit?
No, didn't. No. Well, didn't think of anything and stuff. He was on the sidewalk, right? Suddenly, you know, where everybody's standing outside talking and shit, and suddenly we just hear like bam, you know, and I look quickly around, I turn around, and this body is just flying in the air. Okay,
what?
And then lands on the ground and doesn't move. Okay, so apparently what happened is he crossed to the median in the middle of the street. There's no median really; it's just the middle lane where
yeah,
you
yeah.
turn, the left turn lane. And I guess he was there, and this stupid woman was driving on that lane. You're not supposed to drive on there; you're just supposed to go into turn.
I only drive on it sometimes.
Do you? Okay. Well, so what happened is she fucking hit the guy. Now he was doing obviously something
man.
Illegal and shit. But all I have to tell all the fucking jaywalkers and shit, you know, that it's not only you; it's up to the fucking other drivers to notice you and be careful. So if you're doing this, you're putting your life in other people's. In other people's hands, you know, just like with some people. Did you notice, like pedestrians, well, will cross the street without looking?
That was me last night.
They expect you, yeah. They expect you to stop for them. Now, I would never be like this because I don't trust anyone, you know. So you're putting your life on the line, counting on the fact that the driver will see you and will slow down.
Sam, we are so opposite. It's so funny because,
really?
Like, growing up in New York,
mm-hmm.
I would just, I mean, cars, you know what I mean? Like, I don't wait for stoplights. I don't
yeah.
wait for cars.
In New York, they don't. In,
no, no,
in
no.
Manhattan.
No, you know what? Cars stop. If you just walk, they stop.
Right.
And
because they're prepared for it, but not here.
Yes, in New York, I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck. I will jaywalk. I will walk through the middle of, like, you know, Times Square and fucking crazy traffic. And
yeah.
I just walk and I expect people to stop. I don't even look sometimes.
Yeah. You see, you're stupid.
You know,
that's stupid, Susie, because
but no, but,
if somebody's
but
not looking...
But think of it in a bigger picture. Like, I trust everyone. I'm so, like, trusting, and I, like, expect that the universe will take care of me, blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah, whatever, whatever.
Right.
But I trust... Like, I don't even lock... My car is not locked. My keys are in the ignition right now.
Really?
And the
why?
Windows are down.
No, why?
Because I got here very late, and I don't really care. I don't think
it takes time to pull the keys out?
I have tea spilled in my crotch right now that, like, actually burned me, like, when I was flying in the door. So I would be, on like, somewhat on time. but yeah, I always trust everyone. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't
yeah.
know, but you don't trust anyone.
What? No,
so
no. On the road, I mean on the road, it's not that I don't trust people. I just don't trust that the person's going to see me on time. You know, I mean, you've noticed when you drive around how some drivers are really stupid, you
yep.
know, either they don't look or they're just like totally
they're
fucking
texting
ignorant.
Or...
Yeah, whatever the fuck they're doing. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Mm.
You're really putting your life in their hands.
It was a rude, rude awakening, and I am awake.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Fuck. I am awake.
Yeah.
Man.
Close brush with death, huh?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
I had so much fun yesterday and last night. You have no idea. I think yesterday was like the best day I've had in,
why?
I don't know, 5 years.
Being in Venice and Santa Monica?
Being in Venice and Santa Monica,
really?
With Lane and Seamus. It was just such an awesome, fun day. Like, good, healthy fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good company and stuff.
Good company, yeah. Good, healthy fun. You know, we were just like having a really good time. I just felt like, I don't know, big kids.
Yeah. But it didn't end up healthy because obviously you drank a lot to the point where you're still drunk this morning. So that's not really healthy.
Excuse me.
Yes.
It was good, healthy fun last night. Yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Well, which turned into crazy fucking raging party Susie.
Really?
I haven't been this crazy in a long time. Actually, I just got a Facebook message from this girl. What did she say? She was like, "Hey, Susie, it's Jessica from Barney's Beanery, the one who could handle it." I was apparently handing out business cards for us all night, everywhere we went.
Really?
I probably handed out like 100 business cards to people. While I was singing karaoke, I touched myself, like giving strip teases. Like, Lane was my date last night, and I was like, wow. I was like, what a fun night. He's like, yeah. He's like, you're pretty crazy. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I think you showed your vajayjay to like, you know, 500 people. I was like, what are you talking about? I specifically wore underwear that like enclosed everything because I knew I was wearing such a short, naughty dress. He's like, but yeah, like you had your leg up on the table and you were giving like strip teases and like, you know, just
I wish I had a video
basically
of
face fucking, you know, all these different random guys and people. I don't know how he puts up with me. I really don't.
Mm.
You know, if I was someone's date and I did what I did, whoa.
Yeah. Well, whoa. It probably won't be for long.
Fuck you.
No, I mean, I'm not that I'm wishing it on you, but I don't know that any guy would want to put up with that.
Well, I don't do that like on a nightly basis.
No,
you know?
But you do that, you know, and it can be very embarrassing for the guy. Not only embarrassing, but it can make him feel like he's not even with you there, you know? I mean, you're like totally off partying on your own there, you know?
It's more like I go into like overdrive, like entertain mode, because I mean, like we were at Chase's birthday party and like a lot of the people were just kind of sitting quietly and talking. You know what I mean? And that was karaoke. Everyone's supposed to like get up and sing and like
true.
Be fucking crazy.
True.
I ended up singing like 5 songs in a row. Like once
really?
I sang my first song, the girl was like, the karaoke girl, she's like, I love you. You're fabulous. I was like, I got a radio show. I was like, why don't you call me? You could be a guest. That's actually how I blackmailed her, because usually like you can't, not blackmailed her, bribed her.
Uh-huh.
Usually like they only let someone sing one song when it's
right,
that packed.
Right.
And I got my mojo back, man. I was like, yeah, I'd love to have you as a guest on my radio show. It'd be great. Oh, can I sing another song?
Now she wants to be on the radio.
Yeah. She was actually really cute and funny. But so this, I gave actually like a lap dance to this girl, this random girl's table. So I'm not just flirting with guys. You know, I was like shamelessly flirting with everyone.
So how long do you think he's going to put up with that?
Lane?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
keep
know.
Testing. Keep testing it. Keep pushing it. That's what you do. I mean, you keep pushing to see how much you can get away with, you know? And then you either decide, okay, well, I can deal with it, or I'm just going to move on, you know? And find the next victim to deal with my craziness.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Do you think you have commitment issues?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
So you can stay with someone for a long time, right?
I stayed with the Franz for 10 months.
You're not afraid of it.
I was in and out of another relationship for like almost 3 years.
Yeah, but what kind of a fucking relationship did you have? You know what I mean?
With the Franz?
Yeah. It doesn't count.
A very fucked up one.
Yeah, I just mean like a monogamous, healthy relationship. Can you last a few years with something like that?
If I find someone that I can do it with, yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't yet. So what are the chances of finding anyone real soon?
The worst thing that anyone ever said to me, like I think he was like 11 at the time, one of the little boys I used to nanny for, he's like, Susie, you're going to be divorced like 20 times.
Why did you say that?
Because I had like a different boyfriend every week.
Oh.
And I was like, excuse me, Chase. I was like, fuck you. He's like, how many fiancés have you had? How many fucking boyfriends? He's like, I can count like 15 right now and you've only been my nanny for like 2 years. And I was just like, screw you, you little piece of shit. I was like, come here. And I kicked his feet out from underneath him and like put him in the Boston Crab. But I was like, that's not very nice. I was like, don't you dare say that to me.
You're not afraid of the prospect of being with just one guy for a long time?
You know what? I look forward to that so much, more than you ever will know.
Really?
More than you ever will
know. But you don't act like you do. Because, I mean, here's a guy that you like a lot, and you could develop this into a relationship, but you go and totally fucking alienate him by...
How do you know I alienated him?
I'm sure you did.
No,
okay?
He was nervous. He had a wonderful time last night.
I'm sure.
He had an amazing time.
Yeah. I'm sure he did.
He really did.
And he really liked you behaving like that, right?
Well, you know what I mean? He's got to take the good with the bad. And he's got to know that, like,
But why should there be bad when you go out? You know?
It's not bad. It's crazy fun.
Okay.
Why do you have to assume it was bad?
You just said that. You just said
it. You were the one that said, why does it have to be...
No, you said the good with the bad. I didn't say
it
was bad.
Okay, well...
I just said that you were alienating him, you know?
You don't even know him.
I don't know him. But I know how most guys would react to something like this. And you were aware of it, too. I mean, look at you. You're sitting there, and you know you're mischievous. You know you did something that...
I would do it again tomorrow.
I'm sure, because that's you.
Exactly. And so, therefore, I have to show him all sides of me.
Right.
But you know, he's got to see the good, crazy,
feelings. Do you consider his feelings?
Doozy.
If you went out and he said, you can't do that, what would you do?
Well, if he has seen it and he's experienced, if it was something that was very, very dear to me, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I'm not saying this particular behavior is, like getting drunk and singing karaoke, but I don't know. Sam, it's fucking good for the ratings, you know? It's good networking. I just got us like 100 listeners last night, okay? So fuck you.
Why are you changing the subject?
No. I'm not changing the subject.
You are.
What was the question?
It has nothing to do with
I need my Adderall. Can we take a break? Can I go to my car?
Do you really need it?
Well, if you want me to... What was the question?
No, you're the fucking goldfish.
Want to ride bikes?
I like that. you're funny. No, but going back
to that. If I would change the behavior if he asked me not to do it.
Right.
I would. If someone that I loved and I was in a committed relationship with and the relationship was worth... If someone asked me to stop drinking and I was in a committed relationship because they're like, it's detrimental to you and to our relationship, I would do that.
I don't believe that.
I would.
I don't believe it.
I would. But only if it's someone that I
the
feel...
The Susie that says, I always do what I want and that's it.
Well, that's why I'm saying I wouldn't do it just for them. If they're observing something, you know, and they're, I don't know, and it's something that will ruin our relationship and that relationship is worth something to me,
yeah.
I will change whatever it is to make that work.
Yeah.
I just haven't had that experience so far.
Yeah.
And
I
most,
don't know.
Most people that date me or love me, they love me just the way I am. They love Crazy Susie. They love, like, you know, manic depressive, like, whatever Susie.
Yeah.
They love me
because
in all
they're
of
not
my...
Because they're not in a committed relationship with you. But if they were...
Even the ones that have been in a committed relationship with me, you know, they've loved me for who I am. And they know I have, like, my crazy moments. They know I have, like, my...
Right.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, they can love you for it, but it doesn't mean they want to settle down with you, you know, and tolerate it. Because, in other words, what I'm saying, look, if you go out with a girlfriend and you do this... You know, it's fine.
Sam Downer today.
But if you go, what?
Sam Downer today.
Yeah, I am pretty down.
You're
today.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah. I know, okay. I won't fucking ruin it for you.
I'm telling you, I had the best day and night of my life, and you're like totally depressing it.
Yeah, I know.
You totally just ruined
it. Well, I know. I'm the realist, you know? Fuck it.
Last night was more real than anything ever. It was so much fun. It was amazing. I just had the best time ever.
Wonderful.
And I had an amazing time with Lane. He was a wonderful date. You know, he was... I don't know. He got kind of cute because he was like, oh, this morning when I was making us tea and toast, he was just like, yeah, I saw you talking to that guy for a long time. And I was like, I was talking to everyone. You know what I mean? But, oops. Yeah. Shit. Sorry.
Go get your medication, Susie. You're all over the fucking place.
I don't think I have any left. I think I ate it all last night. Oh, man. I need to self-medicate today.
Do you
have a wine opener?
We have a bottle opener here, but no corkscrew.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
One. Yeah.
That is the absolute worst when you get home and, like, you have a bottle of wine and, like, you can't find wine opener.
Yeah.
I have gone to, like, I've actually, like, smashed the bottle open before.
Really?
And, like, strained the wine out.
I'm sure nothing would stand between you and the bottle.
Not even glass in my throat, man. How do you know you're an alcoholic when you have to smash the bottle and strain the glass out to drink it?
Yeah. That's why I don't think you're going to quit drinking for anyone.
I will quit for myself.
Yeah, for yourself, yes.
Yes, for myself I will.
But
one
not
day.
For anyone else.
But what I'm saying is I would quit for myself to save a relationship because that relationship would be for myself. I'm not saying I would do it for
someone.
Okay,
well, I'll buy it. You know, I mean, if you say so,
but
and
it just
you seem convinced about it, so.
I just know myself, and I know when I want to do something, I do it.
Right.
I just don't really have any reason to do it right now.
Right.
Like
going to Australia for a month.
2 weeks.
Right. No, not 2 weeks. You're going to be gone for
I'm
a month.
I'm going from... December 29th through January 14th.
Okay, and before that, you're going somewhere else too,
New
right?
York.
Okay. So let me tell you what I thought. Okay, so it's a total of a month.
It's not a month.
How long is it?
It's 3.5 weeks.
Excuse me. Okay, let's split hairs now, okay?
Okay.
But no, let me tell you seriously what I think. I don't think the show
is... 15 shows.
No, it's 20 shows.
15. Okay, 15 shows I will be missing.
Okay, 15 shows, but it's a stretch of from December, what, next week?
Mm-hmm.
You're leaving? Okay, so December what?
17th,
okay?
Yes.
And you're not going to be back until January what?
14th.
That's a fucking month.
The 18th,
Susie.
I will be back on December 29th to do a show.
We're not going to fucking do a show on the 29th.
Yes, we are.
No, because you see, by then people won't even know we're doing a live show.
Because we're still doing shows, because I'm calling in every day.
What do you mean calling in?
I'm calling in from wherever I am in the world.
Well, okay.
I have my headset. I'll have my computer.
Who are you going to call in to?
You.
I'm not going to be here.
You're not doing the show for 3 weeks.
For 4 weeks. No, because this show is about Sam.
I'm going to go home right now.
Why?
If you're going to do this,
But what am I doing? What am I doing, Susie? I'm just telling you. Look, I'm not asking you not to go.
You have people that do remote shows all over the place. Why is it any different? I mean, yes, you won't have me physically here to look at, but I will still be every morning, 9 to 11. I will be on my computer with my headset wherever I am in the world with you.
Now, let me ask you this. What was the instinct to say I'm going to get up and go home? Why?
Because you're basically saying you're gonna quit the show for a month, and then, you know what I mean?
So why would you go home because of that?
If you're going to quit next week for a month, like, why not just quit now? You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean.
As far as I knew,
right.
You know, you were still going to be doing the show. You were going to be having guests come in, and I was going to be calling in, like, on the phone, on
it
the line with you guys.
It was just ideas and stuff. But you know what? Let's not talk about it. I mean, you get emotional about it, so we don't need to talk about it, really. I mean, it's not really important. We don't
I'm
have
not
to talk about it on
I
the air.
I haven't been emotional about it, but
can I just give you my opinion?
Yes.
I happen to think that if we don't do a show for a month, we're going to lose all the fucking audience. That's my opinion.
Who said we're not doing a show? My understanding was that we were doing a show every day, and I was just going to be doing it from somewhere else with you.
This is a Sam and Susie show.
I'm going to be on the line. Like, the listeners don't know
I understand.
In the studio.
I understand, but you see, you want to do it your way, and it can't necessarily happen that way, Susie.
All right, fine. We won't do a show. For a month, fine. You know, actually, it's 2 months, Sam. I'm going to be gone for 2 months.
Are you?
Because your math is very good.
Okay, why are you getting irritated? I'm just trying to discuss something in a mature way. Why?
I am too.
I mean,
you're being puerile about this.
I have fear that we're going to lose all the fucking
audience. Well, if you don't do a show, yes, we're going to do a show. I'm going to be just somewhere else on the line.
No, but why are you saying you do a show and then
with you?
No. You're saying, me do a show.
With me. I'm going to be on the line for 2 hours every day with you.
Okay. I don't think it can work, but I'll think about it.
Well, nothing can work. I'm going. I might as well go home.
Why?
Because.
Because you can't deal with having an argument.
Because you're being a baby about
this. I'm being a baby.
You're being a baby. You're like, oh, Susie's going away. She's not going to fucking be here. I'm not even fucking doing
this. This is the fucking Sam and Susie show.
And I'm going to be on the fucking show. The listeners don't know if I'm here or if I'm in New York. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any difference to them.
Mm-hmm.
Does
it? It does to me.
Well, I told you when you hired me for this gig, I was going away for this
period
of time.
Okay.
So please do not try and make me feel guilty about it.
But
I'm going out of my way on my vacation to, like, do everything I can to be on the air with you every day. So it's not just the Sam show in the morning.
Right. Okay, but what I'm saying to you
is I'm like going... I'm really trying to make it work.
Okay, but you see, the guilt feelings come from you, not from me. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just saying, look, I was thinking about it, and I just don't think the show is going to survive a month of hiatus. That's all I'm saying, you know?
Well, it shouldn't be a hiatus. It should still continue every day.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Don't you think?
That's your opinion.
I thought that was our understanding. It wasn't my opinion. I thought it was what we had...
We discussed it.
Yes.
We discussed it. Okay, but look, but there's a point here, okay? Because twice you threatened to get up and leave now.
Well, basically,
but
my question is, if we're going to lose,
I'm just voicing my opinion. I'm telling you what my fears are, what my worries are.
You're not
and you want to get
fears.
Up and leave.
You're telling me that you're not going to do the show for a month and that we're going to lose all of our
listeners.
Yeah,
so what?
Why should we even care right now?
Well,
sorry, listeners. Sorry. I apologize to our listeners right now.
For what?
For
no, they love
getting
this.
Stuck
this
in
is
the
great
middle
radio.
Of this shit.
This is great radio. That's why I brought it up on the air. You know? No, I mean, the thing is, look, you need to learn to deal with situations. And right now, if you're willing to bail, then you're not dealing with the situation.
Am I sitting here?
Yes.
I wasn't ready to walk. I'm just saying I might as well get up and leave if you're just going to quit the show for a month. Because I'm not quitting the show while I'm away. I'm going to be online with you every single day with you. Okay. I'm just not going to be physically with you.
I think you're twisting it to the way where it makes sense to you. But it doesn't make sense to me, Susie. What can I say?
Remember when we did the remote show and you were in Texas and I was in Boston?
Yeah, that was one fucking day, Susie. You know, that was one fucking day. But look, the thing is this. Okay, we can drop it. Okay, we'll talk about it off the air and we'll see what happens. But, I mean, God
knows.
Now
you've got my panties in a bunch.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, good. Good. I woke you up a little bit. No, I mean, look, sometimes you have to discuss life.
You sobered me up and now I'm hungover. Excuse me.
Now. Okay, so fucking shoot me. I'll give you a gun. Shoot me, okay? But I don't know what it is with me. It's like sometimes I just like have to say what I feel. I have to say what I think.
Understand
it's
that.
Like sort of like I feel it physically almost, like energy needs to get out. And even if my mind says don't talk about it, don't bring it up, I can't help it.
All right, so what do you want to do?
I don't know what I'm
going
I
on
do.
This trip.
I know.
What do you want to do?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You don't want to come in and do the show every day with me on the phone, you know, landline. I'll call from a fucking payphone with a calling card if needs be. So I'm on a landline. So I could be, you know, I'll spend 2 fucking hours standing up in a telephone booth in Australia every night.
That doesn't
make sense. It does make sense to me because this is important to me and I want to do it.
Right. Do you think it sounds good to have to listen to a 2-hour show by phone that's being done by phone?
We're going to have to find that out.
Are you going to have a computer?
I'm going to have a computer.
So we can do it through Skype or something.
Okay. We'll do it through Skype.
But
I have a headset. Yeah. I've got my brand new computer. You know, it's going to be with me everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
So we can even do the fucking video conference on Skype. And I'll set my webcam up and you can look at my fucking smiley, ugly mug every day. I can make my silly faces. I could flash you my tits and like, you know.
I'm not interested. That's fine. As long as I hear
your
voice,
they're not big
fine.
Enough.
No, I don't need the video.
You think I'm fat?
No.
What? Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious, Sam. Like, it can work. And, you know, we just have to both work together. Like, I'll be in Australia. I'll be out partying. But I'm willing to, like, stop whatever I'm doing in New York. You know, I'm willing to just, like, stop everything I'm doing to spend 2 hours with you every day.
Okay.
You know, I'm actually going to fucking love it when I'm on the East Coast because it'll be Sam and Susie at my time. It'll be at noon. I'll be waking up at noon and it'll be perfect.
Yeah. You might actually like it.
I might actually like it.
Yeah.
You see, and then I could maybe move home to New York and we could still do the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, look at all the positive things in this. This is amazing.
It's positive only because it's coming from you, and it's
negative because it's coming from you, and
it's positive
because it's coming from me.
No, it's positive to you. That's all I'm saying. It's
I'm
not
trying
positive
to find the fucking positiveness in this situation.
I understand.
I'm trying not to be miserable like you and just Debbie Downer over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, way to ruin my night last night. It was amazing. You're like, oh,
I'm ruining your night. You already had your night.
I know. You're just like, oh, he's not going to put up with this behavior. You're, you know, what kind of man's going to love you? And
oh, so you're seeing it that way now. You see, so it's all about how you view things. Okay,
you just told
on
me
a normal
this is
day,
exactly
you wouldn't have said,
what you
no,
told
no, no, no.
Me.
But on a normal day, it wouldn't bother you. It would just been part of the conversation.
And it is.
But today, you've seen it as
well,
criticism.
Well, no, I'm saying that you're just constantly bringing it down, and I'm trying to bring it up, and I'm trying.
Okay.
You know, obviously, it's a shitty situation, and it's not ideal with me being in Australia and in New York. But, you know, I told you a while ago, and I told you I would do anything I can to make it work. So let's make it work, Sam.
Right, right.
Let's make this a team.
But this has nothing to do with what we talked about before, because it's irrelevant now. You know? I mean, the thing is...
I was just saying your tone in general is constantly taking something and bringing it down.
No, you said that you told me in advance that you were going to go.
I did.
It doesn't mean anything. You know, it's irrelevant because what we said then is not what we can see now, what the situation is now, you know. But look, it's, you know what, I'll take responsibility. It's my fears. It's my concern. And that's it, you know, because I've been there before.
You know, one
that's
of my all. Fears, I'm still going to be here every day with
okay,
you, just not
all right.
physically here.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to do for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell you.
Put a real doll.
I'm going to make a Susie doll.
Yeah, a real doll.
A Susie doll.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so gonna fucking do it. I'm gonna make a Susie mannequin, an inflatable Susie mannequin doll with like ugly short hair in the back that you hate.
And I'll talk to a fucking doll.
I'll make like little nipples like stick out of like the little wife beater, little pencil erasers poking through.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
And you could look at, and I'll have like my blow up mouth, like looking like a cock was in it. Oh, I'll look like that fucking chicken on the damage report board. stupid thing won't stop looking at me, I swear to God.
All right, let's take a little break and we'll be back right after this.
With all due respect, That Time takes it personally as we look into the private lives of the celebrities that make the history of December 11th. It may be good to be king, but Edward VIII of England thought it was better to be in love. He abdicated the throne to marry American divorcee Wallis Warfield Simpson today in 1936. Not helping the Southern stereotype, Louisiana-born Jerry Lee Lewis secretly married his 13-year-old cousin Myra Gale Brown on this date in 1957. And when he says you're fired, he means you're fired. Don't believe me? Ask Ivana Trump. She and Donald were divorced today in 1990. That's Back Time for December 11th. This is your announcer speaking.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil. He knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted up the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Struggled on, went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had. So high, they lifted up.
good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Susie.
Hi.
Hello?
We can't hear you.
Hello, hello?
Oh, okay, she'll call back. Did you recognize the voice?
No. Did you?
No. Usually it's your friends calling. I don't know any girls. Yeah. Okay, so over the break, I agreed that we'll try it remotely and we'll see what happens.
Good boy, Sam. Yeah,
see,
I'm so proud of you.
You always get your fucking way. God damn it.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. I don't ideally want it to be that way, but I'm going to make you a blow up, Susie.
I know. Listen, I mean, I definitely don't want you to miss out on something like this. I mean, a trip like this is great. You know, it stays with you for a long time. You know, it's a great adventure. The longer you spend there, the more stories you're going to have and stuff. So it's cool, you know.
Exactly.
But it's not going to be the same. What if it was the other way? You would be okay with it?
I would totally. You would have to teach me how to do the ship, but I can run the board and I would do it.
Good. Then maybe we'll do that.
Maybe, exactly.
That's a
then
great
maybe you can take
idea.
A fucking vacation and do it remotely.
Yeah. Good.
See?
Let's do it next week.
Okay.
All right. No, I can't do it. I still have to run the station. It's not just this show, you know?
Well, that's your own fault.
I know.
If you found someone else to run the station, you wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah. I know.
See? It all comes back to you. It's all your fault.
I know. That's okay with you making me feel guilty. What the fuck? But
I'm
God
trying
forbid
not to
I make
you feel guilty.
Guilty.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If it was something you needed to do or wanted to
I'm
do.
I'm sure you're game for anything. I just have to have things a certain way, you know?
Because you have That's to have my... things your way, Sam.
Yeah,
it's not.
I
am so easygoing. I could do things any which way.
Mm-hmm.
Put my legs behind my head, you know, missionary position from
That's
the back,
true.
From the front. I'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
Any which way. In the mouth, in the ear. What do you want? I've never been fucked in the ear. That's kind of funny.
No?
No.
You know how I think you'd feel if your ear scratched and you... I'm sorry. If your ear itched and you scratched it, it's probably the same feeling, you know?
Having a cock shoved in your ear?
Yeah.
I really want to have sex right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, call Lane. Do you want to call him? You guys can have phone sex on the air.
I don't know if he would.
No, he wouldn't.
No. I have to like, I don't know. Sorry, Lane. Oh, my goodness.
You're going to have to wait another hour.
He really is so great. He's really so great to me.
I'm sure.
He really is.
You seem really happy.
I am.
That's good.
I am. He's such a gentleman.
Yeah.
I'm not used to it.
No.
I'm telling you, it's such a change, but it's so easy to like get used to being treated like a lady.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Now
I'm
I just have to start acting like one.
Yeah. You see, and now you realize, and when people told you, you can get better, you can do a lot better than Franz, you know? And you did.
I know.
Yeah, you see, there's always something out there that's better, you know?
And, okay, so Lane actually, he met me at Chase's house last night, mm-hmm. because at 7 o'clock, she's like, oh my God, I have nothing to wear. And the party starts at 8 in Hollywood. I'm like...
Right. It was her birthday yesterday,
It was her
right?
birthday, yep.
Right.
And so she's like, can you come over? And that was why I was actually late this morning, because... Lane had to bring me from my house up to her house to get my car.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, it's like a fucking salmon going upstream, like trying to get in the rush hour traffic
yeah.
to where my car was.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually thinking about it last night. I was like, fuck. I was like, God damn it, Chase. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know it's your birthday and I'm not going to complain, but, you know, it's really fucking difficult for me in the morning trying to get my car back because I knew I would be wasted and not able to drive home.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, yeah, so I get to her house last night, and Lane was like, or I was like, can you pick me up at Chase's house instead of my house? And he's like, oh, sure. But I don't know, he's just a gentleman. Like, he picks us up, he, like, pulls the car up, he opens the doors, mm-hmm. and...
Very nice.
And even
I hate to tell you this, but most guys are like
No, they
that.
Are not.
Yes, they are.
I don't know.
Not just not the ones you meet.
I don't
or
know.
Or the ones you pick. But no, I mean, this is what a reasonable
person
should
You know, he's
do.
Like 22. Like, most 22-year-old guys that I know are not, like, typical gentlemen.
Yeah. Again, those are the guys you know.
Exactly.
All right.
And it's not that I don't know
you
any,
you got to look
but
in different places.
I don't know. Yeah. The guys that I typically date are more, I don't know, just inconsiderate, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's just nice having someone that's... Yes, yes. And it's just very nice having someone that's considerate.
Yeah.
And it's like... Oh, thank you. Like, oh, this is... Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe it'll make you more considerate, too.
Fuck you. I'm extremely considerate.
Okay. I don't think it was responsible what you did last night.
What did I do last night that was so irresponsible?
He said you showed your vagina to the world. You know? I mean, that's pretty embarrassing.
Not literally.
Shit, you know? Not literally.
Not literally.
Practically.
I'm telling you, I specifically wore my granny panties because I knew the dress was really short and I knew things might get out of control. So I specifically, like, you know, strapped them on, pulled them all the way up. You know, they double as a bra. They go up that high.
You actually have a pair like that?
Yeah. They're my girlfriend Anna's. I stole them from her.
So you use it in this kind of occasions, right?
I specifically have, like, if I had worn a thong last night, that would have been just wrong.
Yeah.
That would have been wrong. Bad Susie. But, you know, see, I am considerate. I specifically wore these panties because, granny panties.
To protect guys from being too horny.
Yes.
How considerate.
Actually, I didn't pay for a single fucking drink when I got to the karaoke place.
Yeah.
Like, the karaoke girl just kept having the bar, like, send me over drinks.
Really?
I kept getting... What did I sing? I sang I Touched Myself. I sang the song Meryl Bainbridge, Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's about giving a blowjob. And then I sang Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
You didn't... what about Chebop? You didn't sing that one?
I don't know that one.
Really? By Cyndi Lauper?
How's it go?
Chebop? I'm not going to sing it, but it's about masturbation.
I don't know this song.
She bop, you bop, we bop, you know. Yeah, you should listen to it. It's pretty cool.
Sing it.
No.
Sing it.
No.
Do it.
I'm not singing
Sing it.
But,
come on, just give
but
me
no,
a, like,
look
a little
it up online today.
She bop?
She bop, yeah.
I got
it's a cool song. It's got good beat to it.
I probably know it. I just probably didn't know it was about masturbation.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
So, I'm outside the first club where we're... What?
I don't know. I got all worried.
Oh, my God. No, no, no. Oh, my God.
You just remembered something?
Yes, I just remembered something. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're outside. This is what Lane should have been most, like, horrified by last night. If anything at all, this is what he should have been the most horrified by.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm standing outside the first bar where we had Chase's birthday party, the Poly House, in Hollywood, and I'm having a cigarette. And all of a sudden, this guy walks by, and he turns, and he looks at me, and I was like... Oh, my God. It was the lawyer, the Harvard lawyer, and the other Harvard lawyer that I had the threesome with.
Oh, wow. Have you seen him since then?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, my God. Like, drunk Susie. I'm like, come here, you guys. And I grab them, and I start dragging them into the bar. They were on their way to the karaoke place to meet my other friend, who I didn't know was there, but he was right next door.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Australian Jew, actually.
But so, one of the few?
One of the few. So I grabbed the two Harvard lawyers that I had the threesome with, and I was like, get in here! And I dragged them into the bar, and I'm like, introducing them to everyone at Chase's birthday party. These are the two Harvard lawyers I had the threesome with! And I'm like... So I bring them over.
Were they fucking embarrassed as hell?
Fucking mortified.
I'm sure.
Mortified. God. Oh my God. So I bring, and they weren't drunk yet. And so that's, you know, like, once they get a couple drinks of them, like, anything goes and they're fine.
Right.
Because they can fucking party worse than me.
Really?
I mean, these fucking Harvard lawyers, I'm telling you, they fucking go nuts.
Mm.
I can barely keep up with them.
Really?
I actually told them, I was like, then I bring them up to Lane and I was like, don't tell them. This is the guy I'm dating. Like, I kind of like him. I was like, you know, I don't want to tell him. And then I bring them up, and I'm like, Lane, these are the two Harvard lawyers I had a threesome with. When I was blacked out, I woke up with her face in my pussy. And he's just like... Poor Lane was like,
Yeah, what do you say to that?
I don't think he said anything.
Yeah.
So that was... And then I, like, you know, then I bring the entire party, Chase's birthday party. I was like, all right, everyone, let's go. So I grab everyone there, and I'm like, let's go to sing karaoke next door. And so I bring the entire party next door.
Yeah.
With the two Harvard lawyers that I had the threesome with. And so we spent the night with them. Oh, man.
Wait a minute. You spent the night with them?
Well, until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
The next 3 hours.
It's not that you went to bed with them.
Not again.
You didn't spend the night with them.
No, not again.
Yeah.
But can you believe that? I totally just ran into them.
Wow.
How weird is that?
But why is it weird? I mean, they're like friends of friends, aren't they?
I know, but like I wasn't out with those friends last night.
Oh, I see.
Those friends weren't part of the party.
Oh.
And there are hundreds and hundreds of bars in Hollywood, and like they walked right past me on the street.
Yeah.
And like the guy, I'm not going to say his name, but he just turned and he gave me this look, and he's like, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh no. We've got to get them into the studio.
Yeah.
Actually, I vaguely remember... They just got back from a trip from Argentina. I vaguely remember thinking they're coming in next week, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I have a lot of guests.
That's going to be some fucking story.
I think I have a lot of...
I need to have all the details.
Yeah, maybe they can fill in some of the blanks.
Yeah.
Shit, man. But can you imagine that? Like, just randomly walking in, or like walking in past them.
Yeah.
That's a small fucking world, dude.
That is. That is. You know what I was just thinking? The woman that called is probably our guest. But why didn't she call back?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we have her number?
No.
What time is she
supposed
to call?
She's supposed to call in. I don't know, 9:45.
Maybe she's heard us.
She called at 9:45.
Maybe she heard us talking, uh-huh. And maybe she's like, these people are so fucked up. I can't. She's, let's tell the guests. She's a life coach that we have calling in because Sam and I are having marital problems. We need to start seeing a therapist.
I'm the air, yes.
We need a life coach and some kind of therapy. Because obviously I have failed miserably as a therapist. We do not have a win-win situation here. No one is happy. Both of our panties are like all in a knot.
Yeah.
And I need to be fucked.
All right. So we need a life coach.
Need a life coach. So a life coach, if you were listening, please call back. Please. Pretty please. Oh, Christ.
Oh, man. This is funny shit.
See? I told you you would like me when I was drunk.
Yeah. So you're still feeling drunk?
I'm still like fucking, like, I'm just like high on life. I'm just,
Well, you can do that without being drunk too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that way when I'm drunk, when I'm sober all the time. I'm just, yeah. I don't know.
You're just a happy-go-lucky type of
person.
I'm
just happy-go-lucky, and yeah. I'm very happy today.
Good.
Very, very happy.
Good. Well, that helps, because I wasn't very happy in the beginning.
I noticed.
In the morning. I don't know why. Sort of like got up on the wrong side
we
of the
We started the morning off right with like that vibrator clip. That was hysterical, by the way.
Wasn't it funny?
Oh, my God. Yeah. How did... I want to know, like, when they prank call these people, mm-hmm. How do they know that she just recently got this vibrator?
Because it's usually a friend or a relative that will call into the radio station and say that. You know, they initiate the prank. Yeah. You know, like... Yeah, let's call my sister or something, you know. And
but how would they have, like, all right, say you were pranking me, okay?
Right.
I every time I go to a store and they're like, can we please have your phone number? I'm always like, fuck you, no. Mm-hmm. You can't have my phone number.
Yeah.
God, unless you're hot, no, you can't have my number.
Yeah.
I can't stand when a store, like when you're checking out, asks for your phone number.
Yeah.
Have you had...
See, that's true, though. I mean, the first thing she should wonder is, how the fuck you have my phone number?
Well, some stores ask for your number.
Yeah, how
and
do
people,
you know I bought the vibrator?
The people in front of me in line, when I hear them like give out their phone number, I always like kick them or hit them. I'm like, what are you fucking doing? I was like, mm-hmm. You're going to be fucking inundated on your personal cell phone with like, you know, do you want to buy this? Do you want to buy this? You know, oh, you know, your car insurance is up. You need to get this.
Yeah.
I'm like, they sell your phone number to like all these different like vendors.
Yeah.
And people. And so I'm always like, don't give them your number.
Yeah. You're right.
But
you're
some, right. Like most people blindly, you know, they fall, they just do it.
Yeah.
And that just pisses me right off. I don't know. But,
yeah. It's so, just some people are so gullible, you know. I mean, you know, I don't think you or I would fall for something like this, but some people do, you know.
And then she starts off being like, I've only used it once. And then, yeah. Okay, about once a day yeah. for the past, like,
every
3 weeks. Every day. Oh, man, that's hysterical.
It is.
Oh, God.
And then yesterday we had that Jewish author come in here, and I was cringing because I knew she was waiting outside, and you were talking about masturbation and vibrators.
Oh, was I?
So, right before that. But you know what? I got to talk to you about that for a moment. You know,
sure.
I tell you. You know, I was offended yesterday by her because, you know, I think I brought something legitimate, and you know, we were talking about the Jewish religion.
And her book
religion.
Was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I actually
what was that? Did you?
I just burped.
Oh.
It was actually more of a throat gurgle. I swallowed the tea.
Yeah,
and it was
never
still.
Heard it.
It was stuck in my throat, and then it just like gurgled out.
Never heard that noise before.
Sorry.
So. You know, so I brought up, like, marriage and sex. You know, I mean, do you address
that? That is
any
a valid fucking question because she writes a book about being, like, a cool, hip Jew.
Right.
And I'm like, if I could fucking have premarital sex in your religion, sign me up.
Yeah. And she was not being cool, a cool Jew
she
at all.
She was not being a cool
she
Jew
was
at
very,
all.
I mean, she's religious. I think we should have known that in advance.
And we did, and we respected
religious.
Her.
Yeah. And, but I, you know, I mean, and, yeah, we didn't get into anything dirty, but I think it was legitimate to find out about, you know, how do religious Jews practice sex in their marriage and things like that.
Exactly.
You know? But, and, you know, and another thing, Susie, is
and
like,
she's making like the cut sign on her throat. Like, so, like, don't talk about it, change the subject. And I'm like, what?
That's why if you guys wonder why we changed the subject right away, that's why. Because she signaled to us she didn't want to talk about it. And,
well, it's a good thing we didn't ask her about her tits.
Yeah. But no, I mean, and that's the thing. I think we showed her respect and stuff, but I think it's also our show, and she needs to respect the fact that we talk about a lot of things. I mean, it's not like only we have to adjust ourselves to her. And that's my point. That's my mm-hmm. problem with religious people. You
exactly.
know? It's like, don't even mention this to around me. Or,
ooh, you're banging
yeah,
things over
I know.
There.
I'm
Sammy.
Like getting really excited.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because I'm really feeling
you
passionate about this.
You actually just looked like you like went to smack someone on the ass with yeah. that little, like, yeah.
No, but I'm passionate about this
Spank
because
it.
These are like the self-righteous people, you know?
Yep.
It's like we are like Sodom and Gomorrah, you know? We're like the sinners. And, you know, it's like bullshit,
Speak
you know?
Speak for yourself. I am Sister Mary Susie.
Yeah. No, I mean, not just you and me, but in general, people that are secular, that are not as religious as they are, you know? And then they wonder why they're like... why people look at them with suspicion and stuff. I mean, they stay, you know, they keep to themselves there. You know, they stay in their own little
groups. They think they're better than everyone else.
Yeah.
You know,
and they have the answers for everything and
yep.
stuff, you know. And that's not what I thought the interview was going to be like, really.
I know.
I thought, you know, because I listened to her the previous day on TJ, and they just had like light conversation. They were talking about different things and stuff. And she kept on steering the conversation to...
So
whatever, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, at any rate, you know, I wish her all the best and good luck. It's just that, yeah, it was a bad match. There's no fit here with our show.
It was weird because when we were waiting for you to pay for her parking because mm-hmm. she's a Jew. Excuse me.
Okay.
Did I say that? Excuse me.
I
apologize.
That's okay. Maybe because of that. Who knows? Go ahead.
So I was having a conversation with her because I brought that Newsweek magazine to put out on the front. And so I was reading an article about, you know, how doctors are saying, you know, you can test in utero for Down syndrome
right.
and how if a mother is testing like positive for Down syndrome, that they should abort.
Right.
And that article fucking pissed me right off.
Yeah.
And so I was I had just read it while she was in the bathroom and, you know, and then I was just like, you know, fired up about it. And so I started telling her, I was like, this is bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, da, 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 da. Like these doctors are telling these women to do this. Having my special sister in my life, my retarded sister, has been the biggest blessing in my family's life.
Really?
I mean, I can't tell you like how much we all learn from her on a daily basis about patience and love and understanding and just patience and love
yeah.
and patience and love. Like if we didn't have her in our life, I mean like, fuck man. Like I don't even want to know what kind of like self-absorbed, superficial like people we would be.
Really?
Like having her, like I used to think she was like a stigma. My mom would be like, you know, Susie, like take your sister to the mall. And I'm like, I don't want to bring my sister to the mall. Like I want to look cute. I want to like go and meet guys. And like she's drooling all over herself. You know, I don't want to fucking do this as a kid. Now I fucking do it with pride and I take her like everywhere. And you know, it's just like she's my sister and like she deserves to be out here in the world and doing all these other things. And, you know, she loves life more than any of us ever will.
Mm.
And like when she gets the opportunity to do these things, like she appreciates things so much more than anyone else in the world does.
Mm.
And it's amazing. And if we didn't have people like that in the world, I mean, you know, fuck, I don't know. So the article, needless to say, pissed me right off. And it was like, oh, abort a kid with Down syndrome. And so I was like talking to her about that. And then that's what she was saying when you guys were walking down the stairs. She's like, Susie, I don't care what anyone says. Like, you really are a deep person. You really are very deep.
Really? Is that what she said?
Yes. And like, she kept like giving me eyes. And I'm like, I understand. Like, you don't have to talk about sex. Like, you're a deeper person than that. It's like, yeah, but I like talking about sex.
Yeah. And why shouldn't you? You know, I mean, what the fuck? Why can't you talk about sex? I mean, this is probably the greatest gift God has given us, you know, is sex. And yet, you know, for them, it's just to multiply,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's not about anything else, you know? And
we
and
might
then,
as well chop off her clitoris.
Yeah, you know, and you
no
know what?
Another
thing, I got to tell you something. She mentioned it very well. She said, look, God gave us something, and then he let us develop it and make something more of it. Remember, we were talking about something specific, and she brought it up. And my thing is, yeah, you know, exactly. Let's think for ourselves. I think mm-hmm. that's what God would want, you know, and enjoy everything about life, not just certain things, you know. It's like,
don't
oh, God
apple.
Forbid.
Look,
yeah.
but don't touch.
Don't talk
don't
to me
touch.
About sex, God damn it, you know.
God damn
it's
it.
It's so terrible.
Stick
it's just,
it in my ass.
It's
what?
Can you imagine saying that to her?
Man, oh,
she
we're
would
awful.
Fucking...
We
she would
awful.
Die. She would fucking faint here.
She was one of those people, she had like, I don't mean to be critical or mean, but you know, she would kind of, she had this like look where she would like laugh, and she would laugh quietly, and she was like, it was her very uncomfortable, awkward laugh where she didn't know what else to do.
And the awkward looks also, you know, when you ask someone a question or you say something and they just look at you.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. I hate that.
Say something. Please don't make me feel like an idiot.
Yeah. You know, or what about people that have no expressions when you talk to them?
Oh,
you know,
fuck, man.
They don't acknowledge with a nod or you know, or anything.
Something.
Or any feedback, yeah. And you're just like, well, am I saying something to offend you? Am I saying something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And people are like that.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Let's take another quick break. So after I left here, yesterday, I called Lane and I was like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I have the whole day off. I'm really excited. He's like, actually, I'm going to meet the boys right now for lunch at a Caribbean place. And I was like, where? And he's like, I don't know. I was like, Cha-Cha Chicken? And it actually was Cha-Cha Chicken.
Really?
And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. He's like, do you want to come? And I was like, sure. So I drove over there, and the first thing I do when I sit down in this little restaurant, he had already ordered my food and everything, so I just sat down with the guys. They're like, how was your show? And I was like, the show was good. It was really interesting. I was like, we had this Jew on today that wrote a book called Cool Jew, and I whipped the book out of my purse.
Uh-huh.
And so what I didn't know was that there was this ridiculously Jewish woman sitting directly behind me. And I have a very loud voice, and I'm like, this Jew, you know, I've got this fucking book called Cool Jew, you know, with an oi pod, oi, you know, and like, how about a gila, ah, la, la, la. I didn't know that woman was staring me down
really?
The entire time we were at lunch.
Really?
The entire time. I felt, you know, when we left, Seamus and Mike, Lane's roommates, were like, Susie. Like, we were trying to tell you to, like, quiet down, like, and, like, put the book away, for God's sake. Like, there was, like, this super Jew, like, with the super nose behind you. I'm like, whoa, a Jew in California that hasn't had a nose job? No way. Put that schnoz away.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, man. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
When they do caricatures of Jews, they put a big nose there.
Why?
Because it's a stereotype.
It's not a stereotype if it's true.
It's a fucking stereotype.
It's not a stereotype if it's true.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to list Jews for you that don't have big noses?
They've had nose jobs.
No.
How do you know?
No, because I'm telling you. You can tell when there's a nose job. But
maybe there are like five or six Jews that don't have
big
noses.
The best thing is go to Israel
Jew.
And
dot
see.
Com.
Go to Israel and see for yourself. Okay? It's all Jews there. And you tell me.
I would go to Israel, okay? But I'm afraid you would yell at me for going away.
They've got the most beautiful fucking women there. You know?
I would go to Israel, but I'm afraid you'd
yell at me. I heard you say that.
Leaving.
I don't care. No, to Israel, I'd be okay with you going.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it'd be a learning experience for you.
And Australia is not a learning experience.
But I'm sure, you know what, if you went to Israel, you'd never come back. You'd love it so much.
Really?
Yeah. It's just the social life there is unparalleled in the world. I'm telling you.
How could it be so fabulous when it's so little?
Well, that's the thing. You see, people are closer to each other. It's more intimate, you know? And, yeah.
I like intimate. Yeah.
You know, families, friends, very important there.
Noses.
Did you ever get cunnilingus with the nose and the tongue at the same time?
Nose
and
rubbing
two different
the clit.
Places? Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like a finger in the ass, a finger in the vagina, a nose on the clit, and just like licking everywhere.
Know, just like a bowling ball. You put one finger in the ass, one finger in the vagina.
Bowling balls have three holes.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that it was just like 2 years ago that I realized that I have three holes down there?
Really? Oh, yeah, you said that.
How fucking
stupid am I? You didn't know where you peed from.
I thought I peed from my vagina.
Well, you are, technically. But
I really didn't know. Like, if I can't stick my finger in, I didn't know it was there.
Wow.
Isn't that bad?
It is.
I mean, I still don't really know where it is.
Why? It's between the opening and the clit.
I know, but I don't
never
see
looked
the
at
hole.
You have, well, if you look in the mirror, you see it. You got to see it. Just spread it.
I do spread it, but I'm usually distracted by other things.
Like a hard clit that needs to be taken care
of. Oh, God. Can we end the show? I want to go get fucked.
Really?
I like to be fucked.
Well, let's take a quick break because I never got a chance to go to pee on our break. It's like people really need to know where to go to the bathroom.
I don't think they care. But we always say, we're like, I gotta pee, let's go.
I mean, we're like little kids. We say anything we think, you know?
Literally.
It's fucking
no
crazy.
No filter.
No filter at all.
None.
All right, everyone, stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
An area man will give the funny t-shirt business a shot. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Over the past 5 years, local man Hank Turner has considered making funny T-shirts. Now, he's ready to give it a shot. Turner says he hopes his unique perspective and twisted sense of humor could garner a lot of online sales once he gets a website going.
It's not that hard. You just put a funny graphic, a quote like, "Who's up for pizza?" Bam, you got a T-shirt.
Turner has big plans to eventually sell his witty phrases on all sorts of merchandise, everything from coffee mugs to thong underwear. Keep your eye on that fellow. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Too tall, could use a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering now. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points on her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves, in the summertime. Some high in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, back room to the alley of the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on a night moon. Trying to lose a awkward teenage blues, working on a night blues. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime.
Excited to have Sam and Susie in the morning on my internet radio. Those two are a hoot. I swear if I was heterosexual, I'd ask Susie out on a date. Of course, I'm homosexual, so I'll be asking Sam out instead. Oh my. And now let's get back to Sam and Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
Sounds like salmon, Susie.
Yeah, I don't know why I played that one. Did you hear that Jennifer Aniston is like nude in GQ, wearing only a men's tie? And
she's just trying to make Angelina Jolie jealous.
Yeah, supposedly. But she's got a great body there.
Really?
Yeah. That's from the National Enquirer, by the way.
With nothing but a tie on. I think women wearing a tie is like really sexy.
Really?
Shit, I've got to wear a tie on Sunday. I forgot.
I mean, she's got a gorgeous fucking body. I can't believe this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Money can buy anything.
Yeah, I suppose, huh? That's true. So you think most of these Hollywood starlets are not like that in real life? In other words, you think they had surgery?
Jennifer Aniston has admitted to having plastic surgery.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's like afraid of growing old, so she doesn't mind doing maintenance things.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to have like a fucking fabulous body if you've got like a personal trainer, a personal chef, like monitoring everything you eat. You know, you go and have like your cellulite treatments done like every day, your facials.
Yeah.
You know, your waxes, your manicures, your pedicures, your hair done every day, your makeup done every day. It's so easy to fucking like clean up nicely.
That's true. That's
if you have
true, huh?
Like all these things.
People do your makeup and shit, probably, you
Speaking
know?
Speaking of which, remind me when we leave, I have to go get makeup remover because my makeup from last night is still on. And I ran out. I'm going to have like permanent like raccoon eyes. Oh, boy.
Were you all made up and shit last night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I looked cute.
Yeah?
I wore the fucking hottest dress ever. It's like my most expensive dress and I love it. Well, not my most expensive, but it's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there and it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's a little Nanette Lepore number and it's completely sheer and see-through and black. And the sleeves, it has sleeves that are kind of like bell-shaped and it's open with just these little buttons. So like skin's like showing through like everywhere. But it's very high-necked. And then it's just got like these like beads all over it. And the beads cover up everything in like the right position.
Really?
Like just the right spot.
Uh-huh.
And it's super, super, super short. So while it looks like super classy and conservative on the top, like then you're just like, whoa.
So it's very sexy.
Very, very sexy.
Very short?
Very short.
Wow.
But super cute. Wear it with like a black pair of like fuck me boots and you're all set. Serious, man.
Serious.
Serious.
You got it all down.
Ah, goodness. Lane was like, nice dress. It's like, thank you.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he got himself into.
I keep asking him that. I'm like, what do you think of me? Mm-hmm. I was like, what? I want to know, like, what goes through your head? And he's like, you're fucking crazy. Like, that's what he says. And I'm like, well, what does that make you think? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know your feelings. Like, what are your thoughts? Tell me. Tell me.
Yeah. And what does he say?
I haven't gotten it out of him yet.
You're crazy?
Just that I'm crazy pretty much right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted our life coach to call in. We need therapy, Sam.
We do?
Mm-hmm. No, I think we hashed it out. I think we're going to work through it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Stop being so... You were optimistic
fine.
For a minute. I saw a glimmer of it.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Okay. Well, I just don't want you to have your way every time.
I'm not having my way. You're having your way.
I'm just kidding. It sounded
good. You're the one pouting.
It sounded good. Anyway, the Golden Globes yesterday. Obviously, we don't care much, but...
No.
But this is a precursor to the Oscars. So,
when are the Oscars?
The Oscars, what? Are usually in March or April or something?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so apparently Heath Ledger did get a nomination for The Dark Knight.
I actually didn't really like that movie.
You didn't, huh?
I didn't
think it was that great either.
I mean, I didn't dislike it. You know, I like all the Batmans and things, but it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't.
Yeah. I know. Are you a Batman fan?
I'm a very big Batman fan.
Really?
I love Batman and James Bond. And
cool.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But everybody agreed that he had a pretty good performance. Plus, you know, you get...
You can't say someone sucked when they're dead.
Exactly. That's usually what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Hollywood does that every time.
I think
time.
He was such like a beloved, you know, actor in Hollywood that, I mean, even if... I really don't... Like, I think his performance was good, but I don't think it was like... Like that,
yeah,
fabulous.
I know, like stellar or anything.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. You know, I mean, yes, it was great acting and everything.
But everyone
had
to agree that it was like super, super fantastic and fabulous because he was such a beloved actor and because he died. You know what I mean? Like people, and then it also helped with the movie sales.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The buildup and everyone really wanted to see like his final performance and this and that.
I know.
So sad that he's dead though. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, you know, his family was touched by this and stuff, you know. So he died in January. It's almost been a year now.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah,
and he was like
sad.
28 or 29. How old was he?
Was he? I don't know. I don't know how old he was, but obviously he was pretty young.
He was very young.
You know? Do you remember? Do you
fucking
remember the first
with Mary Kate Olsen doing fucking drugs?
Yeah. do you recall the first movie you saw? The Patriot. That's right, with Mel Gibson, right?
Yes.
So that was his first movie.
That's the first one I ever remember.
The first
seeing
hit,
him in. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the one I remember. He was his son, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And he enlisted in the militia, and you know he fought and blah blah blah.
Right,
blah.
Right, yeah.
He was great in that.
And he was pretty much discovered after.
I like movies like that. Like I like that movie. I like Braveheart, and you know,
really,
yeah,
like period movies.
Yeah,
period pieces. Yeah.
Not all period movies, but yeah. but a lot of them. Yeah.
Did you ever see Dangerous Liaisons?
No, but it sounds
dangerous. It's from it's from before your time. It was actually
your era.
This is when these famous actors were young. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Close, was it Uma Thurman? I think it was Uma Thurman.
That's
there.
A great cast already.
Oh yeah, John Malkovich. You know, so
ooh.
And this was like
ooh.
About these French aristocracy, like back when, and everybody was fucking everybody else. Yeah,
really,
it was really good.
That sounds awesome. Dangerous Liaisons.
Yeah,
maybe I'll watch that today.
I know, and we were talking about American Graffiti the other day. And you said you wanted to see it,
right?
I
need to see that, too.
Yeah, I want to see it again, too. You know, I think there were actually... You know, it's a movie about cruising and stuff down the street, up and down the street. And I think it was actually on Van Nuys Boulevard. Yeah. No, they had a blast. Remember I told you we used to do that in Vegas in the 70s also.
I remember.
Down the street, you pick up the chicks, and you have a blast, you know?
And that's why we're leaving a nasty carbon footprint, because all these people just drive for no fucking reason. Way to go, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it was cool. I remember really connected to that movie. And,
oh, I thought you meant connecting like while driving up and down the street.
And I'm sure that was the precursor for like Happy Days and stuff later.
Happy Days, they used to play that in my childhood like all the time. Yeah. I watched Happy Days nonstop. Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
I know,
Tuesday,
you know, and the Fonz and everything.
Days.
It was just
Thursday,
the best show.
Thursday, Friday, Happy Days. Saturday, what a day. Do, 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 do.
Okay, you're begging for this.
Thank you, thank you. I got standing ovations last night, dude.
Did you really?
Oh, man.
That's nice.
Yes. Full-blown Susie mode. Oh. Yeah.
You like karaoke?
I love karaoke.
Yeah, I know. I like it, too. You know,
oh,
it's pretty
man.
Cool. I got to go more often.
I'm telling you, like, back in Massachusetts, I was world famous.
But isn't it considered, like, nerdy now and
no way.
Geeky and stuff to
well,
do
Well, it's
that?
Always kind of... They're, like, the people
I mean,
that
the
are,
people go there are nerds.
Well, the... Barney's Beanery, I always find there are a lot of, like, I don't know, the very first time I walked in there to go to karaoke, it was all, like, full of, like, you know, super, like, she looking. Everyone was wearing, like, their fabulous outfits that were really expensive but made to look like I don't care, and they're, you know, lackadaisical look.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you know that their fucking outfit costs, like, $2,000. And it's like, dude, you're wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and flip-flops. Like, really? And, you know, I don't know. So everyone's, like, has this, like, too cool for school look going on.
Right.
And I walk in, and I'm just like... wearing whatever and being Susie, and I go up to the bar, and I hear these people, and they're just like, oh, well, you know, I'm from New York, and da-da-da. Oh, and where are you from? I was like, I'm from New York. But I'm telling you, like, everyone thought they were, like, so cool, because they were, like, in this place, and they were all from New York, and, like, oh, they're all in LA now, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up, like, you know, whatever. But yeah, so people just think, and then they're so uptight about it, and a lot of people... really won't actually sing karaoke. There are very few people that actually get up and sing in all these groups of people.
That's true.
But the ones that actually
do... And some people should not be singing at all.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But that's what kind of makes it funny. I mean, when you go to, like, diehard karaoke bars,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are diehard karaoke bars where people, like, it's their job to sing.
Yeah.
And, like, to do that.
Wow.
I should be a karaoke VJ.
Yeah, you see, that's one thing I wanted to bring up is I hate them. You know why? Because they're always so self-involved. It's like
they
think they're performers.
And they sing every other song.
Yeah, they think they're fucking performers. Hey, you're just there to give me the fucking songs and put the lyrics on the
fucking
board.
Do the fucking
board,
goddamn
you know?
Thing and like shut the fuck up and
exactly.
like let me sing.
It's not about you. It's about us, you know?
Yep.
And so that's why I really hate this. So I'm sure you'd be a good one, right? Or you'd want to sing too all the fucking time.
Not all the time. Not all the time.
I mean, they think they're like great performers. Nobody fucking knows them, you know?
Yeah. Seriously, no. I mean, that is very, very dead on.
Yeah.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah.
Like, they can't make it anywhere else, so they're going to be like a karaoke VJ.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, at least here I can sing and people will watch me, you know?
See, at least on the radio, like, people, you know, they have to listen to us. They have to listen to me singing Happy
Days.
I
don't think they have to, Susie.
They could always change the channel. But they don't. Ooh.
Ooh.
God damn it, sorry.
What the fuck are you doing there?
I poked my eye and then I couldn't see and then I, for emphasis, moved my finger and then whatever.
I know, you're like constantly hitting things and shit, you know?
Well, I'm sorry, it's a disability. Are you going to fault me for my disability?
No, God forbid, no.
That's actually an ism.
An ism.
It's an ism of some sort.
Mm.
What kind of ism is that?
Which one?
I don't know, faulting me for my disability.
Oh,
Handicapism?
I don't think there's an ism to it.
There's an ism. You're some kind of... You're ism.
Ism.
Like racism, sexism, handicapism. Okay. You know what I mean?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I really don't.
Oh. What are you doing over there?
No, I don't. I'm going to play you something here.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you was a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians.
If you have an itch in your vagina,
for
don't touch anything.
For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you is able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room.
There I'm going to start telling you to take Midol.
And a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks.
Funny boiler.
Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
This station presents Real American Heroes. Today we salute you, Mr. Creepy American Idol Auditioner.
Mr. Creepy American Idol Auditioner.
You waited in line for hours among hundreds of other contestants just for a shot to appear on national television wearing a cape around your shoulders and with a song in your heart.
Kelly Clarkson never wore a cape.
Then, Mr. Creepy American Idol Auditioner, you get your big chance in front of the judges and proceed to croon out a bizarre love ballad for Paula that you wrote yourself.
Quick, someone call security.
Come on, did you really think you'd woo her?
Even Paula's not that drunk yet.
So the next time you're watching Idol and see a chubby guy with an extra chromosome, a skinny kid with crazy eyes, or any man wearing a costume, don't touch the remote, but get ready for Mr. Creepy American Idol Auditioner, a real American hero.
Mr. Creepy American Idol Auditioner.
Well, at least your grandma thinks you're talented.
Previously on Sam and Susie in the Morning.
So we've been trying to get Lisa laid for a really long time, Sam, like 3 years.
Right.
So the Argentinian Johnny Depp lookalike guy, you know, he grabs her very aggressively, you know, and she was kind of consenting just by the way she was dancing and by what she was wearing, the way she moved. But he fucking grabs her, Sam. He, first thing, like 5 minutes into knowing her, he sticks his finger up her ass.
Really?
At the club on the dance floor.
Not her ass.
It was, and then he took his finger out and he smelled it.
What? Oh. How did he get to her ass so quickly and easily?
She was wearing a dress, and he just grabbed her and he shoved it right in there, like he was testing her oil.
Through a dress, though.
Underneath the dress.
Underneath the dress.
Underneath the dress.
Wow, what did she do? What did she do? I mean, she must have jumped. No, really. I mean, fuck, you know?
Oh,
finger up your ass out of nowhere?
How shocking. Like, imagine you're just, like, you're dancing, you're drunk, you're having a good time, and all of a sudden, whoop! I was like, well, did he lick it first? You know, did he, like, lube it up? You know, or, I mean, that's just, like, that's just raw, rough, you know, shockage.
Yeah.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, and only here are you going to be hearing about fingers up asses.
Oh, God.
In the middle of a crowded room.
God, Jesus. I can't even imagine. Did you ever bring that clip in, the other one you said you were going to bring
no,
in?
No, I forgot it again.
God damn it.
All I need to do is transfer it when I'm home, but I forget to do it. Anyway, we'll have that.
And we have to set up my email again.
Yeah, I know, we do. Now, so you're going to be gone tomorrow. Where are you going again? To Long Beach?
I'm actually leaving this afternoon.
Oh.
Going down to Orange County, Santa Ana.
Mm. Santa Ana.
Santa Ana.
Never been there, actually.
Me either.
Yeah. So, this woman you work for, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have a baby?
She's having her baby tomorrow. Yeah. I'm so excited because she's like, come down to the house, like my parents' house, whenever you want. She's like, you know, you are just going to be spoiled and pampered and, like, just catered, like, hand and foot. I'm like, I'm coming down there to, like, help you and, like, play with your adorable kid that I love. And, like, I'm getting, like, spoiled and pampered and, like, served with, like, the butler and everything, you know. And then I'm getting paid for it.
There you go. That's the way to do it, man.
I know. So I'm actually spending tonight and tomorrow night down there. Two nights.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
So her husband can spend the night in the hospital with her and I can stay at the house with the little one.
Yeah.
With the little
tell him
baby.
Not to go into the birthing room, man. I mean, it's
go
like,
into the birthing room?
Yes.
Why?
Not to. Tell him not to.
Him?
Yeah.
The father. Why?
Because
she's having a C-section.
Yeah.
Is that what you
mean? Oh, so they don't let you in?
I don't know. I think it would have to be like a sterile environment.
Probably. Yeah. But, they make you, I mean, when I was in the delivery room, a couple of times with both my kids, I was there. And, yeah, they just make you wear all these gloves and the hat thing and stuff.
Were your kids delivered by C-section?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the thing. But I got to tell you, man, it's like if you watch this, you're in the delivery room, you're watching this, you may not like vaginas that much anymore.
Ugh.
You know? Yeah, because they put like brown stuff on
antiseptic.
It. Like, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, so then everything looks like you took a shit or something, you know? And the vagina, like, really, really expands, you know? There's definitely nothing sexual about it, you know? So
I found that it affected me. Or I have a lot of women that I know, they have their vagina sewn shut afterwards because it rips. And they want to still be, like, tight. And so they actually have it sewn up a little bit tighter than it was before.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of that. But, wow. I mean, can you imagine something so big coming out of between your legs? I mean, it's like,
to be honest,
how amazing,
I actually can.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Huh?
I'm like, so, I don't know. I have this, like, maternal instinct in me, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Right. But that's not what I mean.
I can actually imagine it. I really
it's
can.
It's just a very big thing coming out of you. I mean, it's really weird, huh?
I would never want to have a C-section, though. Ever in a million years.
Really? Yeah.
The thought of like having my stomach muscles cut through like just creeps me out.
Yeah, but if you didn't have a choice, you didn't have a choice.
If I didn't have a choice, yes. Yeah. But like, you know, the woman I'm going to see, like she actually has this planned, you know, like her due date isn't until next week and she's like having it planned. I don't know. That's just the way she wants to do it.
Oh, she wanted to know the certain day when she's going to have the baby.
Yeah. And I don't well, get basically, that. You know, her doctor is far away from where she lives, mm-hmm. and so, you know, obviously she can't go into birth and like be stuck in rush hour traffic trying to get to her doctor.
Right.
Women become very, you know, stuck on their doctors. They love them.
Yeah.
Especially OBGYNs, which right. brings me back to my grandfather and that thing we had on with the gynecological psychiatric hotline. My grandfather does this thing, and I'm totally going to butcher it, but it's so cute, you know, because he's old now and whatever. But he, like, he randomly will just go into a joke out of nowhere, and you don't know what he's talking about until he's halfway through, and then you're like, oh. And he's like, you know, if you have, I'm totally messing it up. He's like, if your contractions are, like, 5 minutes apart, press one. You know, if your contractions are this, press two. If you have been scratching your itchy vagina, don't press a goddamn thing. Go get some fucking cream or whatever. And I totally butchered it, but that's the gist of it. And it's just so cute coming out of, like, my, you know, my 80-something-year-old grandfather's mouth, the little That's jokes funny. That he has.
Yeah.
I was actually telling people a story last night. One day he says to the nurse, you know, he's about to do a gynecological exam on an older woman. And he says, nurse, may I please have change for a 10? 2 fives, please. And the nurse was like, doctor, excuse me? Because the lady's legs are, like, spread right in front of him.
Wow.
Like, doctor, what are you talking about? Nurse, 2 fives for a 10. And she comes over and looks at the lady's, like, spread legs and lifts up the sheet. She's like, oh, the fucking old lady had her beaver completely waxed and she had it tattooed on her crotch that says, pay as you enter.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. And he made a joke out of that.
He makes jokes out of everything.
Wow.
He's awesome. He's hysterical.
That's funny.
We actually should call him one of these days on the show.
Yeah.
And have him like tell us some of his jokes.
Yeah. That's funny. She had that tattooed on her pussy.
Oh, I know. The funny, like, my family, like, no one, I think I'm the only one, like, in my entire family that has a tattoo. The only one. But so my grandmother's sister, like, we call her Aunt Baby. She's very, very fat, very, very, very fat, and she's very short. And so when my family found out about my first tattoo on my back, they kind of flipped out. And Aunt Baby was over at my grandmother's house, and she's like, Susie, she's like, come here. And my girlfriend Anna was there too, and we're like, what? She's like, no one knows this, but I have a tattoo too. And I was like, really? I'm like, oh my God, where? And she brings us into like the dining room. My grandmother's like, you know, really super nice dining room, like all the silver and everything everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And so she lifts up like her first layer of fat, like lifts it up. And, like, lifts up her shirt, and, like, her boobs are hanging out, you know?
Uh-huh.
Then she lifts up her second layer of fat, and she's, like, holding it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Then she lifts up her third layer of fat, and now we're getting down to, like, the nether regions.
Uh-huh.
And so all of a sudden, like, she's lifting up, and then we get down to her vagina. My girlfriend, Anna, and I were fascinated. Like, our faces are, like, right down in there. We're like, where is it?
Uh-huh.
She's like, I know it's here somewhere. Lifting up the layers of skin in her body.
Oh, my God.
So all of a sudden, we're like, our heads are practically in her vagina.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, baby. I was like, I'm dying to know, like, what the fuck do you have a tattoo of? And she's like, it's a mouse. I'm like, where is this goddamn mouse? Like, uh-huh. Jesus, how young were you when you got this thing? And then all of a sudden she throws down all five layers of fat and they flap back into place. And she's like, God damn it, my pussy must have eaten it. And this is coming from another like 80-year-old person. Wow. I'm just like, my family. And you wonder where I came from.
Yeah. I can't imagine people getting that fat, Susie. You know, I mean, how can you move around, you know?
She doesn't move around that much.
Yeah.
She's happy, you know, just... She is the most loving person in the world. Like, everyone in the family, like, she is the favorite aunt of everyone.
Right.
Everyone, like, my parents got divorced, and my dad still goes and, like, stays with her and visits her, and, like... Like, everyone just loves her. Like, she's just, like, a big bundle of love.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah. That's cool. Old people are cool. You know, sometimes I like to sit and listen to their stories and stuff.
You know what? For the longest time in my life, I was so impatient with old people. Mm-hmm. I hated them. I didn't hate them, but I was just like, move it or lose it, Gramps. Get out of my fucking way.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. You know, driving and like, you know, just pissed off at them all the time and just... I don't know, because I'm very fast-paced, and I don't like anything that moves slower than me.
Exactly, and it slows you down. I know, I'm the same way. The world is like moving in slow motion sometimes,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
It wasn't until my sister was graduating from Notre Dame, and I actually went to have a dinner in Indiana with my whole family, and my Uncle Danny was there. This is my grandmother's other brother, and he's an old person, and I've never like bothered spending any time with these old relatives of mine. You know, like, what do they have to tell me?
Yeah.
I know everything. What can I learn from these people? I sat down at that dinner with Uncle Danny while I'm getting shit-faced.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to this man was the most enlightening time of my entire life.
Yeah.
I was like, he actually started filming football. He was the one that like actually brought filming football to televisions to us today.
Hmm.
And he's like just telling me all the stories and about like you know how this happened. And, like he's just telling me amazing things. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I have lost out. I have wasted so much time when I could have been listening and learning from these people.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've wasted so much time.
Yeah.
It really actually got me rather depressed. And then the family got mad because I monopolized the entire dinner with him.
Yeah.
But
well, maybe you'll respect me now with all my experience.
You're not that old.
48-year-old.
You're not old enough. I'm talking old.
I do have
old.
My wisdom.
old.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. They've been through a lot, especially since they come back from eras before the computer and before phones.
It's amazing.
TV, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and they've seen the world like change so much.
I know. God, I couldn't believe actually our guest yesterday was telling us about her father in the Holocaust. Mm. That just is heart-wrenching.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I saw
like
her
shocking.
Staring at my gypsy tattoo.
Oh, really?
She kept giving it the evil eye.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a Nazi tattoo.
Remember, everybody tells you that.
I know.
Because you have it right in the same position where they used to put those numbers.
But don't forget, they persecuted gypsies, too.
Right.
So I was one of those people. My people were persecuted.
Yeah. You're not a fucking gypsy.
So it's not
gypsy.
Just you. I am a gypsy. My people. You know, I'm going to start getting on that little, on that high horse.
You're
my
a Polack.
People.
That's what you are.
My people were... You know, fucking abused and used and persecuted.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to it.
Are you?
Yes. And I am a gypsy. Don't tell me I am not a gypsy.
Well, you are, but you're a Polack. You're a Polish gypsy.
English, Irish, German, Spanish, Polack.
Mm. Yeah, you do have Irish in you, right? It shows.
I'm a quarter English, a quarter Irish. Actually, I think I'm half Irish. A quarter Polish and a quarter Spanish. Mm. Is that too many quarters?
Yeah, that was like, what, 9 quarters?
Oh, shit. Well, we all know I'm a statistical failure.
Yeah.
Might
but
as well
good
talk
at
enough
math,
of that.
Aren't you?
I actually am good at math.
Are you?
Yeah. I have to work very hard at it, but I'm pretty good at it.
Really?
Yes.
What's 15 times 5?
60.
No.
75. 90.
Ah.
75.
Close.
Oh yeah,
I'm not gonna give you tests.
I'm not gonna give you. I was just gonna give you one.
Okay, well, give me one. That's fine.
What
17 times 8?
What is the square root of 17?
There isn't.
Yes, there is.
There is.
Yes,
really?
It's just
what
not.
Is
it's
it?
Just not an
it's
even one.
It's a decimal,
one.
Right?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It'll be 4.5. No, 4.3 something.
Really?
Yeah, and da 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 da.
4.3.
Yes.
Okay, so you can't name the number either because it's so long, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
at least I approximated.
Yeah. Gee, I could approximate too. Gee, 4 by 4, 16. That's
but
pretty close.
But you didn't. God, we're little fucking kids. Oh, speaking of little kids, are we going to play backgammon after?
I don't know. I have an appointment. Somebody's coming in.
Oh, I was going to say, for that funny itch you have down there.
Go fuck yourself, okay?
Trust me, I'm about to as soon as we're done.
Oh, yeah.
Are we done yet?
Do it on the way home in the car.
I'm not... Well, I could.
You could? Why?
I had to check and see what kind of underwear I'm wearing.
Oh.
I very well could.
Yeah?
No, I think I'm going to...
You're horny pretty much around the day, around the clock?
Not usually, but it's you give me a little bit of sex and that's all I want.
Yeah, and then
if
you want
I don't
more
have sex, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But you give me a little bit, like this morning, it was like just the tip.
Oh.
And it's like, nah...
Just the tip?
Yes. I'm like, come on. He's like, you're going to be late. I was like, it doesn't matter. Stick it in.
Okay. So now you finally admitted you have full-on sex with this guy.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I love
now
it.
You can tell the whole world.
I love it. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Make it hurt, Jill Sergeant. Make it hurt. That's what we used to say in basic training. The Jill Sergeants would be like, you know, I forget what they would say, but we had to be like, we like it. We love it. We want some more of it. Make it hurt, Drill Sergeant. Make it hurt. About push-ups and like sit-ups and like just running.
Uh-huh.
Like we had to beg them to give us more when we didn't want more, but we had to beg them.
Really?
And they would make us like say it over and over again, and then they would make us do more.
See, there's such fucking emotional abuse in the Army. You know, I don't know why people do that.
God. It was fun. It was a good test to see if I could handle it.
Yeah.
And I could, and I did.
I just can't
chose
see...
not to.
I just can't see volunteering, you know?
Mm.
I mean, like in Israel, everybody has to go. So they go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't get out of it. But here, when you have a choice, why do it? You know? I mean, it's... I guess some people feel maybe they need the discipline, you know?
That's why I went in. Structure and discipline, baby. Structure and discipline. Look at me now.
But it only lasted a while while you were there.
My arms are so sore right now.
You back to the... why? Were you on your hands and knees or what?
No, from doing the rings
and
the monkey
rings.
Bars and
right.
everything.
In Santa Monica.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just a big kid. This is a big playground.
Yeah.
The world is my playground. I love it. I can't believe I almost died yesterday. That's still like the fucking...
Really?
God, I was like a deer. I was like a deer in headlights watching that thing fucking like fly by, and he slammed on his brakes and like skidded like... Oh, man.
Yeah.
I could have been dead that quickly. You too.
Yeah, that's scary.
I love you, Sam.
Do you?
I love you.
Thank you. Well, don't die on me.
I won't. I'll try. Not ready to die yet.
No, I know. I know. Well, there's somebody watching over you. I mean, all the shit you've done to your body and you're still alive.
Fuck, man.
You're good.
God.
Yeah.
I think I've already had like 9 lives.
A few good years in you still.
Oh, what if I've used all my lives? What if I'm out?
You think?
Yeah.
Do you believe in reincarnation? Do you believe that the soul, that you come back as a different person every time?
I have no idea.
Have you thought about it?
Yes. And it's the same thing with God. It's like, I have no idea.
Right. Well,
how I feel about this.
Yeah, so like, it's Franz, about belief.
Like,
Franz, you know?
Flipped out at me when he's like, you don't know if you believe in God. I'm like, I don't know if I believe in God.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I see both sides to it.
Right.
I'm. That's something I have a very hard time with in life. Like, I'm very, it's not that I'm indecisive, but I really am very good at seeing both sides of things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have a very hard time actually making a decision.
Deciding,
when it comes down,
right,
to things.
Yeah.
Like, even with the presidential election, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know who.
Because it's not clear cut, you know? I mean, it's not like clear choices and stuff, you know?
Never.
But,
and it's like, do I believe in reincarnation? I don't know. Let me tell you when I come back in my next life.
Yeah.
Or if I do or if I don't, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Well, do you believe there's a soul?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Well, let me ask you this, though. If you're looking at a sleeping person.
Okay.
And a dead person.
Yes.
You've seen two bodies that are not moving.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between them? I mean, what does one have that the other one doesn't?
Life.
Okay, what's life?
Being.
You know?
Being.
You know? I mean, all this intelligence that you have just goes away when you die? You know? I mean, it's all about energies and shit, right? That's what I'm saying. Either we're worm food or we actually move on to something else.
By the way, I'm putting it out here. If I ever do die, I do not want to be embalmed or whatever that fucking shit is.
I know.
That creeps me out. I want to be cremated.
It's so fucking morbid, you know?
Burn me.
Yeah.
Burn me like the witches.
Oh, really? You don't mind being burned?
No, burn me.
I just like the traditional one, be under
the
ground.
What's the traditional one?
Well, not in a casket. Jews don't use caskets. But
are you kidding?
No.
You go in a body bag and just get dumped
not
in
a body bag. They put you on sort of a stretcher and they cover you with sheets, and that's how you go.
That's what?
Because you're supposed to go back to the earth that you came from.
Really?
Yeah.
Those Jew cemeteries are all just like, just bodies?
Yeah.
Ah.
There's no caskets. Why?
Ah, I don't know.
Doesn't it make more sense?
So they're just bones everywhere, just like...
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, we came from the earth, we go back to the earth.
Well, I want to be burned and like thrown off a cliff or something.
There
that's
you
that's
go.
Good enough for the earth
that's
for
true.
Me.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not being Jewish.
But what if they
fuck
cremate you? What if, like, they think you're dead and they cremate you and you're not really dead, you know? I mean, if they bury
then I would
you,
scream.
You can...
See, I would rather be burned to death than buried to death.
Really?
Oh, man. That's
I guess that's faster, huh?
They don't have fucking caskets. You guys are so cheap.
Is that what it is?
You're too fucking cheap for the casket. Those suckers are expensive. Oh, man.
Oh, God. No, you see, I mean, that's the difference, you know.
Ah.
But a lot of stuff was borrowed from Judaism. A lot.
From all the other religions. I'm very upset now.
Why?
I don't know.
And also, you're not supposed to keep a body around. I mean, you're supposed to bury the body right away. Right away.
Yeah.
Because they believe, I guess, that the soul does not leave the body until it's buried. So, you know, I mean, you're sort of like torturing the soul.
You're in limbo.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the thinking behind that. Anyway, we're the end of our philosophy for the day.
All right, I guess I do believe in a soul. I'll make that commitment.
Do you?
I'll make that commitment.
If you believe that there's a continuance to something, to life, then you have to believe in the soul. You know, I mean, you just do. Because otherwise, it's just about... Like, everything is there's no beginning and no end, you know, sort of. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Fuck it. Anyway,
we'll
Susie, have a great day.
Oh, wait, I won't be back tomorrow. Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
Okay, we'll see you Monday.
Yeah, Monday. And try to be careful driving, okay? Maybe vibrate or
while
you're driving is not a good thing. Yeah. And we'll see you all back right here on Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay, have a great weekend.
You have been listening to Sam and Susie in the Morning, which airs every weekday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To contact the show, please email your question or comment to sam@latalkradio.com or susie@latalkradio.com. A complete list of all past shows can be found on our archives page and on iTunes. For sponsorship or advertising information, email us at info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Susie in the Morning is a presentation of LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.